This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll hear why Democrats are strangely quiet on foreign policy issues these days. But first, conservatives in the Episcopalian Church, both here and abroad, say they won't recognize this past weekend's consecration of a gay priest as Episcopal Bishop of New Hampshire. But liberal church leaders welcome the elevation of the Reverend Gene Robinson. It's the first time an openly gay man has been made a bishop in the Anglican Communion. New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon attended the consecration, and she has this report.
Gene Robinson was consecrated at the University of New Hampshire's hockey rink because it's one of the few facilities in the state that could accommodate 3,000 well-wishers.
Therefore, God hates the Episcopal Church, all of its
The line of people waiting to enter snaked across the plaza while protesters waved signs and hollered. Some had come from as far away as Topeka, Kansas, but they were outnumbered and drowned out by cheers and songs from Robinson's supporters. They were mostly college students and churchgoers from other denominations who wanted to show their support for Gene Robinson and gay rights. Since he was elected this past June, Robinson made an effort to reach out to parishioners who are uncomfortable with the gay bishop. On the other hand, he's refused to take responsibility for anyone who leaves the church because of his sexuality. He says they'll be replaced by new members who will fill any pews left empty by alienated traditionalists. Jane Guy says that's how she came to be an Episcopalian.
It's an amazing day that I never thought would happen.
Guy drove up from Massachusetts, where she attends the Church of Our Savior in Arlington. She says she and her partner go there because of the rector.
The local person trying to organize a Christian coalition wrote a letter to the paper saying, isn't it awful that a local church has called a lesbian to be their rector? And I was like, where? And we went just to welcome her to town, and we've been there ever since.
Guy says she tried other churches before, but the Episcopal Church just felt right.
I grew up in the Lutheran Church, and for a lot of years we went to UU's and some other places where we were welcomed, but it wasn't Eucharistic and it wasn't liturgical. So it's like when we showed up in this place, it was bringing all parts of us together.
Guy and her partner celebrated their 25th anniversary with a blessing at their church. Roberta Roundtree brought her husband and daughter to the consecration. She says her Episcopal church in Nashua will welcome newcomers, but not much will really change at Sunday services.
If they change, it's going to be change for the better. But we've always been a very inclusive church. I anticipate we'll probably have many new members.
Just a couple miles down the road on the other side of town, a national conservative Episcopal group called the American Anglican Council organized an alternative service for New Hampshire Episcopalians who say they don't feel welcome anymore with Robinson as bishop. The Durham Evangelical Church lent their building for the occasion, so while the visiting Episcopalians prayed inside, the resident Baptists stood outside in the dark parking lot singing along with a Christian rock band. After the service, everyone ate sandwiches and sweets in the church basement. It seemed like any busy church function except for the volunteers with laptops in the corner. They were busy with a task that New Hampshire does well, grassroots organizing.
We are compiling information of all the people that are here so that after this get-together they can contact each other, basically.
The American Anglican Council is trying to organize dissident Episcopalians in parishes across the country to secede from their liberal dioceses or leave and start traditional parishes of their own. And after the homemade cookies last night, they had lots more people on board, like Joe Kennick Jr. from Exeter.
Right now we're all refugees. We're going for Sunday services down in West Newbury, Mass., you know. But that's a trip. You got to be serious.
The alternative service attracted a couple hundred traditionalists from New Hampshire and across New England, and that was encouraging to Kennick.
I feel betrayed. I feel sort of like the folks might feel on a ship if it had been hijacked. I think my ship has been hijacked. There's only one thing to do at a time like that, and that's get off.
So after 32 years as a member of Christ Church in Exeter, Kennick is striking out on his own.
And I've been a lay Eucharistic minister there for 30-odd years and a lay reader, active in the church, but I've resigned all of that and I've really left the church. It left me.
Less than a day after Robinson was consecrated bishop, primates from Uganda and Nigeria have announced their intention to cut their ties with the Episcopal Church USA. Theologians and Anglican church historians say there's little precedent for this kind of schism. Even the experts are reluctant to predict what might happen next. But they will say things like this can only move on God's time. For Day to Day, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Durham, New Hampshire.